Alright.
Yes.
Hello, and I'll be mostly on mute.
Okay. And let me know if this doesn't work or she texts you how much
So far sounds great.
Okay. Perfect.
So where do you want to
Thank you.
Oh, well, geez.
I don't know.
Get her in a, what do you call it? Can you?
I say, what's
it called?
Have it lying around. Thank
you.
You need to call me in order, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna check my food. Am I gonna copy
that one?
You can
change
that
stuff.
I can look on that too. Just checking that your phone has enough juice.
Yeah, I'm at 88%, so I think I should be good.
Great, great. All right, back on mute.
All right.
I found a couple of things in my research. I'm
not gonna share with you. Okay. We're gonna start the call the meeting, Woodbury Select Board on 5:02 p.m. to order. And this meeting is a special meeting to set the tax rate.
Well, to work toward setting
the tax rate.
I did find out in my research here in my file from last year where that $75,000 came from.
Fantastic.
It was. We added, this is after the budget. This was during the time we were setting the tax rate. We added $10,000 to the gravel budget. We added $15,000 to the culvert budget. And $50,000 was to make up for the deficit in the highway department.
Okay.
So anyways, I also found that at the meeting at the select board last year, July 29th, we set the tax rate at 0.7627. At some point after that, it got down to 0.58, whatever, some ridiculously low.
Yeah, we were all excited that it was lower than we thought.
Well, things going back and forth that I lost track of basically with Brandy was making changes here and there and I didn't always
Chris, do you want to talk about the spreadsheet?
Share it with me.
Is it chris.casey@woodburycc.org?
I think it's going to be the Casey Bell one because that's the Gmail account that I have.
Well, is that your new select board one?
No.
Oh. What's the select board one?
It is chris.casey at
okay.
Woodbury, yeah. And, you know, if I'll look it around me to...
It should.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I have my email up.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. There it is. Well, these things came in a little late. What we're looking at, I have one portion of the spreadsheet, which is basically just the budget.
Okay.
So as you guys talk, I can click in here and change budget itemize.
Okay.
And over here, it'll calculate the tax rate for us of what it's going to be with that budget.
That's awesome.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I also figured out where the general fund deficit came from.
Okay.
Current use, I think, was $17,000 less than was estimated. That's nothing we can do anything about. The payroll was $18,000 more. our VTEC was almost $32,000 more that we hadn't budgeted anything for. And then there were some outside services, 6,000 or something. I don't know what they were, but that comes out to about $74,000.
The RV, why was that 32,000? I remember it being 9,000.
You can see in the budget here that I think we, I also have John Skip's email here that explained what they were going to get us into.
On page 3 of the budget, it's under RB Tech, it's near the top. That's where the 30,000 is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I had just recently spoken with Skip, and he's getting like RB Technology to kind of discuss. I guess what had happened is we had a monthly contract of services to maintain our computer system. But then there were additional services monthly that got added on.
Well, in here, this July 29th, 2024, network and PC management, $750 a month, but one-time hardware upgrade change was supposed to be $5,821. One-time software change is required to manage network, $6,073. And then the one-time charges came to $11,894, plus he was going to add on to that whatever wiring and electric services are going to be necessary. But still, it was a lot less than $30,000.
Yeah.
A lot less. I mean, it came out to a lot more. A lot more than what they estimated.
Got it.
So...
I don't know if it's unanticipated.
What did you come up with for the latest tax rate estimate? Thanks, Dan. Just what we have.
I think it depends on what we decide to eliminate, right?
Right. If we don't eliminate anything, is this what that's looking at 0.823?
If we don't eliminate anything, and as I said earlier, using that corrected municipal grand list rate from the sheet, we're looking at 0.826. And as I mentioned, after talking with Brandy about delinquent tax that we have available, we've reduced that delinquent tax revenue line a little bit more than what we talked about last meeting.
And we add it up at 40 or something like that.
Yes,
we reduced it. We could have reduced it up to 40.
So,
I came up with 0.8177 without making any changes. But 1324. And I was using the 1320. You were using the 1324.
Originally on this page, yes. Since then corrected to the 1320.
And that would change that 0.823 to what?
0.826.
So it got higher than
it was. I feel like I hate to ask this question, but can I just ask a question to kind of make sure I'm on the right page?
Why?
So we're setting the tax rate for fiscal year 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And are we right now in fiscal year 2026, so that starting
yeah.
June?
Okay.
Starting July. July. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Nice teacher.
And Brandy's question that we're doing this correctly, this is the number that we should be using for the tax rate, not this.
Education is the value.
So I guess the next step would be to go through the suggestions maybe that you came up with.
Yes.
And then we can kind of see how that affects the tax rate. That makes sense to everybody.
Yeah. I really feel that it would not be a good year to replenish the budget. Get the balance because we got so much else going on. That would add another, you know, 8 or 9 cents to all of our inputs.
Did you want to say something, John?
Lisa, do you want to zero out those what had been put in for the 50,000 replenishment for each fund?
Yep.
And Diana, I used the incorrect grant list. I used the one for education. So after you pointed that out to me, I corrected it to what you had. So thank you. Just the last thing. So that's great history on this 75,000 because it didn't get reflected in the highway budget. It didn't go there. So that's good to know. Okay. So if you take out the any fund replenishment, then the tax rate is 0.826, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's okay. Correct.
Back on mute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after connecting with Brandy and Diana, it seems that we have some funds that we're not necessarily using.
Yep.
Or could be reallocated. Specifically the town building maintenance fund, we were going to use that for improvements here and at the town hall. We have FEMA money that is going to be helping us cover that.
Do I have are those in this new
Hey, go ahead, yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys want one too?
No, I have that, but I just wondered the list of the balances in the specific funds.
Just one more.
Do you want one of
I
have this one here. This is definitely what I was looking for. List of all the funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the important thing to look at with these funds is how they're created is how they're undone.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, if we look at Diana's YouTube from, you see the fire department reserve.
Mm-hmm.
I had originally believed that maybe we could use that funding as well, but it was created from a vote during town meeting. So since it's been created by a vote during town meeting, we cannot change it unless we call the whole town to vote again, which I don't think we're going to do with the stand-up.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Yes.
So from my research, both the town building maintenance fund and the Woodbury school building fund don't have a clear path of how they were created. I connected with Diana, it was last week too. Mm-hmm. If you had any recollection,
the town building maintenance fund was a way to build up some cash in reserve so that when something is needed, like you need a new meeting system, or we might need a new meeting system at the town hall, or we might need a new roof, maybe all that will be paid for, but we don't know. When we set this up, we didn't know that was going to be a possible bonus. Now, the school, I was hoping Brandy could explain that, school building fund.
No, that was established the school gave it back to us once they took over.
Oh, okay.
That's just a cushion that we had eventually when we had to take over the school. That's what we're going to have to work with.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now the lease is is it the district takes care of any kind of work on the building itself?
We're still doing the anything from the generator or boiler or
That's on the town delivery.
That's on us.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean the boiler?
I have to look at the agreement. I don't know it by heart.
Okay.
But I mean, they paid the building and they're paying to.
Right. They raised taxes for that.
Put up.
Right. Yeah.
But not our taxes. It's in their.
Well, it's still
school taxes. It all comes from our pockets. I realize that. But
I guess what I'm saying is that this fund right here. It sounds like it might be a fund that we could utilize to
initially reduce.
Yeah.
Yeah, reduce. Yeah.
If we get rid of that, I mean, it's only $8,500. Gets you nothing really.
We also did just increase our insurance on that school building.
Yeah.
I didn't know the outcome was that.
Oh, that $6,000, the court is going to be quarterly. They're just doing it this quarter in a month.
So that $8,500, though, wouldn't be available to us if we had a major repair on the building.
Right.
Or is, I guess my question is a major repair on the building, we'd have to look at the lease.
Okay, so the one for the town buildings, is that just the town hall, this building, and the school? Or does it also take in the garage?
It could be the garage.
I mean, town building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not isolated for specific buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about me. It's at the garage, the bathroom.
I think we budgeted for that in the highway budget. I think that's budgeted separately.
Okay.
Right? The bathroom work.
The roof. I think we decided wasn't.
The roof might be able to be salvaged.
We put anything extra for the roof? We didn't, did we?
We did.
I think we put in like a little bit extra somewhere. I just don't remember. Is it in our services?
Are you utilizing both laptops?
Yeah. Can we pull in a whole line? What are you looking for?
Well, if you're going to tweak any item lines, but you're just doing it on the Excel, you're not doing it in the practice.
No. I think
tax rate, Excel.
I think we would do it here. This is a tax rate Excel, essentially. So this Excel speaks to this guy. So if we change any item line in here, I'll bold it so I can change it later in NMRC. And then it'll recalculate the tax rate on this guy.
So what's that about?
Essentially, a tax rate calculator. So our expenditures, same thing that Brandy fund for many years, just connected to the budget. Expenditures, revenues, except current tax revenue for both general fund and highway fund, and then general highway combined divided by the grand list equals our tax rates. So very similar to what we've looked at before, but just in a way that's connected to budget item lines.
Back to the garage roof.
More flexibility here.
We budgeted $4,500 for garage repaired maintenance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We did budget a little more.
Well, I think most of that was for the bathroom, but at least easily.
But I think we could also talk, I mean, if the board created those funds, then the board has the power to reduce those funds. If you want to take $5,000 or $15,000 and have a remaining balance in there and not completely close out those funds, we could possibly do that as well.
But there's also the option to borrow from those funds, like Brandy was doing during the FEMA, in order to get through the months before taxes come in.
Yeah, which is still what we're doing. So especially because we have the FEMA money, so that large sum of money in our bank account.
Right.
So that is that interfund borrowing that we're still doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not an issue, FEMA doesn't mind if we borrow against those funds. The consensus is that you can do it.
Okay.
It has to be essentially repaid. So it has to go back into that fund. So I'm not,
it's not encouraging to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, so now I step back and looking at Greensboro is that ideally I should have borrowed. Because, and I say that because we would have gotten paid back interest where we spent the other funds pot down for 2 years of FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't get that back. You don't get the interest back from that.
Yeah.
My thing was, and you know, we could have, I still could have saved money, depending on what the rates were. But ideally, I don't know if Skip put in for, hypothetically, what we would have made off the money market.
Mm-hmm.
If that wasn't smart. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're saying you should have borrowed, like, taken out a Tanner.
Right, we have a line of credit. We used it.
Okay, yeah.
But now, looking at how Greensboro did, they completely just went straight up. Every year, they have a $300,000 cushion. They do not reduce their taxes. That cushion is for emergencies only. That's 300 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Their town is very similar to ours.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
As far as
population and their but they have a cushion. They have a $300,000 reserve that they do not use to reduce any taxes every year.
Well, I put
that being said, I should have never reduced it below 0.71. Once it hit that high, we should have maintained it instead of reducing it last year because now. And next year, we got the reappraisal. So if you don't hit it this year, we're going to get hit next year, and you're just backing it further and further down the line.
Okay. So at this moment, we're still talking about possibly using the town building maintenance fund, the Woodbury School Building Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you explain the next, like...
The reappraisal fund?
Yeah. Can you explain that?
So after looking kind of into the statutes there,
mm-hmm.
we can use money that the state has given us for the maintenance of the grand list. So we could use a percentage or all of it to pay for the work that the listers are doing, help cover dues in NMRIC, help maintain... our computers here.
RV technology.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So essentially it's, we wouldn't necessarily be taking money from that fund. We would just be
using it
for
use. Yeah. Okay. And
the reappraisal fund is something that was set up by the state.
State required
that we do that.
So if we subtract from the balance of $139,000, if we subtracted the $98,000 that we know we're going to need in the next 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I think the remainder of that we could use more broadly and cover some of the costs. And we get money about $8,000 each year from the state for that reappraisal fund. From talking with Bonnie, because they're increasing how frequent we're going to have to do the reappraisals, her idea is that they are going to be upping how much money they give us.
So that's another, basically, even though we're not necessarily using it, we're just reallocating it in some ways. It's a $40,000 savings.
So then when we have the reappraisal, we'll be starting again at zero.
Yes.
Sure.
Depending. We do have 3 years of getting more funding in each 3 years until mm-hmm. the reappraisal is completely done and that 98K is completely gone. So within that time, we're going to make quick math $24,000. So we won't be at completely zero, but
But you're suggesting that we take that out now and spend it to reduce taxes.
We take out the additional $40,000 that we have this year. Yes. And then essentially we would discuss next year what we wanted to do with that, you know, $8,000 we got every single year, or if it's going to change because they're changing how often you have to have a reappraisal and all that fun stuff that comes down the pipeline.
Okay.
So, again, one of those things that we could realistically, we could only use $15,000 of it if we wanted to and have a bigger buffer. $40,000 is the max that we could do, in my opinion.
And then, I just remember the highway budget adjustments, because so this would be just another way of reallocating, right? Or is this a reduction?
Essentially just reducing it.
Yep.
I think it's the past 3 years we haven't spent over $30,000 and some change on the seasonal budget. It's been budgeted at $50,000 for the past 2 years, I believe. And then same with the culverts, you know, especially because we have that FEMA money.
Yeah.
And a lot of the culverts that we're going to be buying and working on over the year is going to be from those FEMA funds.
Okay.
And then with gravel as well, a smaller reduction there, about $5,000 from $50,000 to $45,000. But just historically, we haven't really surpassed that amount.
No, I could have invited Alfie to be here, but what he did say last year was they didn't use as much as they could have because they spent so much time on flood repair. They didn't do a lot of resurfacing.
So those are just three budget adjustments that I saw that step out to me. I was like, oh, that's a little interesting.
Diesel was really high.
So if we institute all those, what does that make this
document
look like?
Let's calculate that.
Okay.
So I go to miscellaneous.
You're in the regular budget.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's item line 51. It's number 01406. And so if we use all of that money from the town building maintenance fund and all of the money from the Woodbury school building, that would show up in miscellaneous fund.
But so you're thinking that the town building maintenance fund was not created by the voters?
From my understanding, there's not a lot of documentation on it. So if you can't recall, I feel like we've been referring to
it. There was a reason for setting it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is just that, if you want to use, borrow from it, because
there haven't been research on it, just the holders.
What?
It'd be in the minutes.
Yeah,
maybe a minute.
So yeah. I started going through some of them
when the checkbook was opened.
We still have those old checkbooks?
Well, no, I showed the checkbooks. But the file, it would definitely be in the minutes, but there's no good filing of each fund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as that was board created, that can be board altered. If it was voter created, it can't be.
Yes.
So they're all supposed to be approved by the voters. And if there were some that weren't, that just...
No, FEMA wasn't.
Well, I mean, some of these, like the building appraisal, reappraisal, some of those that are required by the state. But the fire department reserve fund, I can understand borrowing from them in the interim so that we don't have to borrow more money, but.
So Lily, did you just change that?
If we took everything from the town building maintenance, which is $21,745 and 14 cents, and the Woodbury school fund is $8,519 and 64 cents, added that under the miscellaneous revenue item line, and we have lowered it to 0.803.
You see, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, these are our cushions. We don't have a lot of big cushion at the bottom line, but these are our cushions. These are money that's there because we think we might need it someday. And just to, you know, spend it on reducing the tax rate, it's not any that.
Well, we haven't finished though, because reallocating these reappraisal funds, and how to incorporate that into the spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. We don't know what that is like as well. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well,
as well as reducing the diesel budget.
Well, we can go through and kind of reduce that as well. Yeah. Let me just find the item line.
Give me some idea if we want that. If we apply everything that you had considered,
okay,
just seem like what that does.
I agree.
Yes. All right. Culverts. Resin reduction to 15,000 from 30,000.
Yeah. I mean, we had done that because we were trying to prepare for flooding, but
At least three of the big culverts are going to be paid for by the FEMA.
Yep.
Maybe. Yep. Maybe more. If we can't spend it all on windows.
I feel like even that trailer,
$1,000
for the trailer? That was like, you know, it would be good to have. They can limp along without it, but
well, we're paying Alfie, and Alfie is not willing to sign to show us his insurance or get a fleet permit for an overweight for being on our roads.
No, but I'm talking about the trailer, the Delta trailer.
I think she's saying that right now we're using Alfie's trailer because
we're using our own trailers.
Because our own trailer is not worthy.
Right, that's what I mean. Right.
Yeah. So we could, I guess.
So we put $10,000 in there to buy it.
Maybe that's a bad
idea. Probably use trailers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to write a sign, but it'll be bold. I don't mind. Brandy? Yeah, I wouldn't do it on here. I'm doubling it. Yeah, I just don't like the fact that. Oh, you just don't sound too much on it. You need that down to 35,000. I'm highlighting the ones as I'm going along.
And gravel, you're taking out, you're suggesting we take out 5,000?
I kind of think maybe we don't do that. If we, I don't want to suggest that, but if it is true that Alfie was hoping to get some more great resurfacing this year, then.
Culverts is 74.
Number 74.
Yeah, 265574.
Oh, it might be different in the spreadsheet, right?
Oh, you're correct there. That's the number. The Excel spreadsheet item line is 268.
Got it. 268.
Robbie, you're referring to the account number. Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 268. That was diesel, 268. Did we find the culverts?
Yep, we found the culverts. They are 307.
Yep. Got it.
We moved that down to 15,000 from 30K. And then gravel is 297.
Right.
Any more rooms?
I'm good. Yeah. No, you have to prepare to meet the
table. And then the additional thing that we would do is add that 40,000 to offsets.
How does that get fund?
The way that I would do it here to calculate the tax rate is to put it in as additional revenue under the general fund. Mm-hmm. The way it would look in NMRIC is that we would be using that specific fund. I believe the reappraisal fund.
But that would go into miscellaneous revenue, if you were to do it for tonight's purposes.
Yes,
yeah.
For tonight's purposes.
Yeah.
Yep, correct. Which, where was that? Just reappraisal is 8. So we would be expensing it to the fund.
Yes.
Essentially. Yep. All right. Payroll expenses, and we're looking at miscellaneous revenue. We're going to add an additional 40 there.
So I'm sorry, what did we do with the diesel?
We reduced it.
50 down to what?
Oh. Ready?
Okay, thank you. Well, I have, just trying to keep track of everything.
So with all the changes that I recommended, we would be down to a 0.746 tax rate. For municipal, that would be 292.292. For highway, that would be 0.454.
How does that compare to last year?
Yep.
Can you give me those two numbers again, too? Sorry, I know I'm dying.
The bottom line number is it's 17% more.
It's 17% more. Okay. Mm-hmm. From last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were hoping we were going to be, I can't remember what we were hoping we were going to be. It was on like 6 or 7% more.
0.68. I think it was in the town report.
Okay.
0.685, yeah. 17% from the water and 42%.
So we did, 17% is the difference, I think.
Yeah.
Great. So anyway, we...
From last year.
Okay. So I'm just trying to make a note here of what was decided.
First is, if we had a need, if we don't make any of these changes, it's a 42% increase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's amazing that dropped it
down. A little bit goes a long way. I mean, our budgets are, it's not like we're, $2 million for each fund. So 40,000 here, 40,000 there.
So 15,000 from diesel, 15,000 from public.
15,000 from diesel, 15,000 from culverts, and 5,000 from the gravel.
Well, potential.
Yeah, potential recommendations.
Well, we can't vote
because our chairman's closed. I'll work to the right and recommendations. Really, I'm looking over at everything. Those are the ones that I have to replace before we have some wiggle room. And is it worth looking for the rest, or do you think that it's kind of useful? I think it would be useful to get additional eyes on what might stand out.
No, we've had plenty of time to do that.
But those are the ones that I that stood out to me, and historically, we have all the budget. Okay. Trying to talk about to you. Now I talk about those ones.
If I could just interject, if the tax rate hadn't been reduced last year, this would be up 4% from 2024, or an average of a 2% a year increase.
Also, essentially, with us closing the fiscal year, you could take the 40,000 hypothetically from the reappraisal and put it toward last year's deficit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I need to do something similar because that money was just sitting there anyway. So, just going reversing it. Going back to, June, doing a journal entry, if that's a reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, that would increase the amount in the fund balance that we have remaining in the general fund, so the effect that would have.
Why would that do that? You don't understand why that is.
So we ended the year with
a deficit.
Yeah.
But we ended the year with our general fund balance at 90K.
Yep.
If we add that 40K to revenue that we were supposed to have last year, that would increase that fund balance.
To whatever, 130 or something like that. Yep. And then.
Because you're not, either way, you're still carrying it over. You're not getting rid of it.
Right. It's just a different way of accounting for it.
Yep.
So has the state approved us using the money from the reappraisal fund for anything we want?
I talked personally about the listers up in here. Yes. Anything that has to do with the listers, the computer system, the technology.
But we're using it to just stick in the general fund.
Well, we would use
We would be doing journal entries to move to take out a portion of the expense. So you can take whatever you vote on, we can do a journal entry ending June 30th, take some of the reappraisal money and put it toward our new technologies to pay for the technology.
Sure.
So again, you're not giving it back. And you can do that with wages, the listed wages. You can do that with the computer they just bought. Anything that you're planning on doing, yeah, tax maps. Yeah. Anything that has to do with...
Well, the tax maps are already being paid for out of the...
Mr. Education.
Education. But I can't believe that all that other stuff could add up to $40,000.
We don't know what the contract is for the reappraisal.
Right.
So just with that information... You have 40 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that came
from. Well, the town has said, if the state has said we can use that extra money for lesser expenses, that's not going to come up to $40,000.
Well, no, but it would come pretty close off the RV, which is 30 grand that was not needed for.
Oh, you mean this, taking it off this last year?
Yeah. Two options here. What Brandy is saying, it would essentially have the same effect, which is two different ways of doing it. So what Brandy is recommending is that instead of using that money in FY26, we apply it to our expenses in FY25, meaning that we're going to lower that deficit that we had in the general fund in FY25.
How is that going to affect the tax rate?
We would have a higher general fund balance in which we could use a portion of that general fund balance and move it into FY26.
Mm-hmm. So all of the exact same effects, it happens, it's just a different way of getting there.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a benefit to one or the other?
I don't think so. Other than I would say making your deficit not so big in FY25.
Right. So the deficit being that big, is that affecting the tax rate that the budget?
No.
So the budget is what we're working on now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going backwards and trying to make up for the deficit, are we?
I mean, the ending result would be that we would have a more of a surplus in the general fund that we could then take from the general fund and carry it forward into FY26.
So either you apply funds in 26 to reduce the tax rate,
mm-hmm.
or you take it your leftover from last year and you reduce your tax rate, you're still doing the same thing.
You mean reduce the tax rate.
You're still reducing the tax rate by using those funds.
Mm-hmm. Either way, the 40K reduces the tax rate, or you've already got the tax rate. She's more so the accounting behind it.
Hey, John, do you have any kind of input in how that would happen or whether it's the difference which way it happens?
I didn't hear all of it.
Okay.
If you want to recap it.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick recap. So there's two ways that we can apply the reappraisal funds. to lower the tax rate. The first way is by using that money in FY26 and essentially pushing that against the tax rate to lower it down. Or we could apply the funds to last year, which would increase our general fund surplus. And then we would essentially create an item line or a budget item line for revenue that says $40,000 carryover from FY25 and apply it that way. So it's apples to apples,
yeah.
Essentially.
Does it make a difference?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Is it easier to justify, like, to me, it's a lot clearer looking at the numbers, the actual from FY2025. Like, I'm looking at RB's tab, 21,000, that's the case number. I'm looking at the computer software support, 7,600. Is it easier to justify in case somebody ever comes back being like, oh, how is that related to the listers? And we could just say, like, these are things let's review.
So in my eyes, I would do, if it was approved by the board, you'd get the benefit from this board, and you literally itemize. So going back through, doing a percentage, having the listers as a percentage in this office.
And so it has to be a percentage. It can't be like, we can't pay the entire RV tax. It's got to be how much, whatever percentage.
I would have backup for all of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not just we're taking this plus feeling it.
Okay, yeah, I understand. So it's more complicated, but yeah.
You guys are outside audit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's either going back and having a backup for putting that money into FY25 or itemizing it as we have bills coming in.
Yeah.
It'll be pretty easy to get to that $40,000 threshold with things having to be prorated based on the lister portion.
After doing, looking at the short end of it, rough numbers, I know we could probably get at least around 15,000 of that 40. That didn't include NMRC.
Uh-huh.
And that, I believe, did not include additional fees from RB Technology.
Okay.
But those were those numbers that I was playing with.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think if we have that money to use, we can find ways to use it and apply it to the listers.
Okay.
So we might not be able to use all that for this, but we can use a good portion of it.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Okay.
Could you use some going backwards to 2025 and some moving forwards to 2026? We're trying to get to the $40,000 threshold.
Yeah. I would not see an issue with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to vote on some of these things.
Okay.
I'd make a motion that we approve these three changes to the approved budget, $15,000 less for diesel, $15,000 less for culverts, and $5,000 less for gravel.
You do want to reduce the gravel budget?
Oh, you want, no, I don't care.
Because you had said that you didn't do as much gravel work last year because of the flooding.
Right.
Yeah. And so I don't think you included that in this
Merit.
Want to amend your motion?
Sure. I'll amend the motion that we just, for the purposes of this motion, $15,000 taken off of the diesel fund line item and $15,000 from the culvert line item.
And then also, does your motion include using the...
No.
Not the town building maintenance?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Just wanted this first phase to get these two items approved.
Got it. All right. So we're definitely doing that, but we might...
Well, I'd say we have to vote on it.
Okay.
I guess just if we're having discussion. I'm on the fence with like wanting to use all three, but I do specifically remember what you said about wanting to have gravel be a sweep and whatever the reason you mentioned. Chrissy, do you feel like you did anybody want to do all three, or is everybody feeling good about it?
All three, meaning like including the gravel.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with just the two, but
I was just kind of curious.
Just a discussion.
Hey, did you bring up the paving fund?
Well, we're gonna vote on this, and then we can get into that. All right. So, all those in favor of reducing the budget, the diesel budget by $15,000, the culvert budget by $15,000. Please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. So we're definitely doing those two.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Randy, you had a question?
Yeah.
For any paved roads that we have a certain amount of money.
Paving fund, we have
$26,500. So the displacement of fences, we stopped doing the paving, just a reminder, and hitting the HERF and the highway. But yeah, for paving, there's very little paving in Woodbury.
Can you explain what that means? I didn't understand what you said about with Winston's, we stopped.
The disbursement. So it used to be started 3 weeks.
Okay.
HERF, highway, paving.
Whatever Swenson paid us, it went to 3 years.
So we've eliminated the paving.
Yeah.
So that increases the HERF and the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Disbursement, but that cushion,
it wasn't, do we know how the paving fund was created? Was it created by a town vote or was it created by the select board?
I think it was probably created by a town vote because it's been long enough. It's been there a long time. Back when we used to vote on those things.
It's not under world treatment?
It's a special fund.
It's
one of those.
Yeah.
So we can't mess with that anyways because it's a voter created.
Although I can borrow from it.
Which we we did the lesson
one. Yeah.
Okay. You see O1 of two, both of the two are the general on the highway that we use.
Okay.
And then this is paving town building maintenance fund.
In case
approved for all three or just two?
Two.
Motion was just two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with Swenson coming up before us again, and we're going to take this opportunity to ask for more money, they might be good to be able to show them that we have this money in case we need to, you know, we have this fund in case we do need to do some paving on that road.
Well,
because they like to have us show that or the money they give us is being used for something specific.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which has always been almost difficult.
They are running over 50 trucks a day.
I know.
Which is breaking their contract if they're actually 50.
Yeah.
We are not getting income from
it. Right. But they're coming right off.
Swenson can get hit with an Act 255.
And they're coming in for an amendment. So that's going to open up everything.
But what we do with their money?
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have any bearing
on what they give us. And even.
Well, okay, but that was always the. They approved the agreement, and that's why Act 215 does that with extraction operations. It's always meant to repair the damage, to make up for the damage on the roads. That's all.
Can I make a suggestion? Lily, can you, based on what we just changed, can you make a change? So we should know so we got rid of all we've reduced the budget is by $30,000 at this point.
Oh, so you want me to get rid of the...
If we're going to vote on it step by step, we might as well know step by step what we're voting on.
Great.
So,
in my little paper here, I figured at one point if we took $34,000 off the highway budget, that would save 2.6 cents. So that's pretty close to what we're actually going to do with that. 30 instead of 34, but...
All right, we should have a new amount.
So 26% tax increase.
Mm-hmm. So,
$742.
I watch it.
Yeah. I would be in favor of however you want to account for it. It doesn't matter to me. Using the reappraisal funds, $40,000 to reduce either our deficit from last year or use it as the way revenue for this year. That makes sense.
Is that a motion?
Normally, Chair doesn't make motions, so.
Well, Chair can make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we authorize Lily to use the $40,000 from the Lister funds to help us out. To reduce the deficit from 2025 and also to help us out going forward in 2026.
Well, we don't have, we won't know how that's going to affect the tax rate unless you put it all in one.
Well, it's just going to add to it right now, right?
Yes, yes.
And during discussion, we can ask.
So if we add that 40,000, right? We can add it in our budget here to look at how the overall effect would be on our tax rate. But how it's going to actually appear is we're going to have a miscellaneous line item. Or wait, I'm confused. We are going to take, let's say, 20,000 and apply it to FY26, and then we're going to take 20,000, apply it to FY25. That's going to increase the general fund surplus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll need to make a motion to use that surplus as a carryover into FY26.
Will that motion happen tonight, or will that happen after you have?
I think I should go through it and see what we can really apply to last year.
Yeah.
And then going forward.
Okay. That makes sense.
Good thing the Lister got that big raise.
Well, that's the other thing. That is always factored in to the budget for next year.
Yeah.
For this year. So any of those?
I'm pretty close, though. I figured out that.
So right now, you just did that, right? For our purposes, we're just
adding 40,000.
The effect will be the same, however it's accounted for. And that brings our tax increase down to 22%.
So all you really need to do is once they voted on that, you go to the tax rate. If you go into there and all you do is add in 40,000 to revenue,
okay,
it would still do the same thing to get you your bottom number. Mm-hmm. So you can vote on that.
John. Responding to your question, I think it's just mechanics, and I defer to the treasurer on that. It seems like it's comes out the same way either way.
Yeah.
So agreed. There's a motion on the floor, on the table.
Any further discussion? All of those in favor of utilizing that $40,000 of the reappraisal fund to, as you said, it much better.
To lower the tax rate.
To lower the tax rate, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So that has been approved.
There's other two things doing away with the town building maintenance and the school building maintenance, I think, are not a good idea. I don't think there's a lot of money involved here. I just think that's a budget that we should, you know, a cushion that we should save. So I'm not going to make a motion on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm conflicted about, well, like, I'd like to use the funds to help with that right now, but I just want to share your thoughts that we might need it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, the things we're doing with FEMA at these buildings are wonderful, but they're limited to
mm-hmm.
things. Yeah, exactly.
How difficult is the exercise, and I find this valuable, like on $100,000 home, you know, what is the difference? Because if we add those two in, right, we're talking about a 17% tax increase, which I think if we add those two and versus a 22% tax increase,
mm-hmm.
can we figure out what that in real dollars is for folks?
Yeah, so the tax rate is per 100,000,
right? Yep.
So,
let me... Lily, take your time. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I can't.
Great.
Got it.
We have this total tax rate, 0.773, and that would be per $100 on a parcel.
Yeah, okay.
0.773 is using, sorry, which version of what was just talked about? Is that only what we've approved?
Only
what we've already approved. Okay.
Not the town building maintenance or the school building maintenance.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I found that school one.
So, Larry, this is that $773?
Oh, you're talking junk.
Yeah, you're right.
That's $773 per $100,000
yes.
of value?
Yes.
Okay. So that is, with what we've approved, that's what the taxpayers will currently pay. So if your house is $200,000, you deduct that, and that's your tax bill.
Yeah.
For the town, nothing to do with education. Yep. Right? Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So $773 per $100,000.
Yes.
Okay. And then if we were to use those two pieces, which would reduce it another 5%, you know, that what, mm-hmm. what did we do? Remember, because you had it in there originally, what that made that tax rate?
Yes. Let me put it in.
Again, I'm sorry.
This is helpful
because
it makes it
feel real. It is helpful, even though it's, I know a lot of work.
No, it's really, it's literally just typing a couple of numbers.
I guess we can do it in the revenue, right? We could just add it as.
Yep. We're adding it, would be adding the.
Town building maintenance.
Yep. And miscellaneous, the miscellaneous revenue.
Yep.
Item line. So I'm just adding the building maintenance. You want me to add?
We didn't vote on that yet.
No, I know. We're just trying to see it.
Yeah.
And the school building.
Well, like I said before, when I figured out if we took $34,000 out of the highway fund, it would have saved 2.6 cents. So that's about what you're talking about
right
here.
What we're looking at is
50 bucks.
Yeah. 750 versus
773. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just 100,000, right? So we're testing now that in order for us to have a little bit of cushion.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'm inclined to say
no.
No, let's hang on to the town building maintenance fund.
Okay.
Let's hang on to the Woodbury School building maintenance fund. And
I
Dan, what you were saying earlier, though, about the town building maintenance fund that we needed, because you had said, you know, if we needed a new heater, or if we needed a new this or that, and we have made some building upgrades last year.
And some going to be done with the FEMA money.
Well, but the heater wasn't done with the FEMA money. That was insurance money.
What if we need a new elevator? Yeah, that's a big one.
So this
that could happen anytime.
If we only use the 40, so all the approvals that we have, the amount to raise in current tax revenue would be 1 million. Hold on, I'm gonna botch this, it's late. 1,020,407.
Yep.
And then the amount to raise for current tax revenue for general fund would be 416,195.
Yep.
And for highway fund, 604,212. Sorry, at the end of the day, these numbers kind of start mushing together.
Can you read the municipal one again?
If I could just interject, the town also has the option of just having one tax rate and not separating the two.
Do you see a benefit in that?
I think that starting next year, there's absolutely a benefit because you have more latitude in moving money from one fund to another. The legislature made the change so that money could be moved to highways, for instance, from the general fund if that needed to happen after flooding. So, you know, you don't need to do it this year, but I would, and at this year's town meeting, they were approved separately, but you could combine them this year. I would think about that, but I would definitely combine them next year.
So, and that's all we would have to do is just present it as one budget at the town meeting,
right?
And then
in January.
And if it was approved that way, then that would be okay.
It wasn't too many years ago that they started insisting that we have two separate funds, but now, yeah.
Taking that a step further, you could include cemeteries and libraries in the same thing, and that gives the select board maximum flexibility to adjust for unseen events such as a natural disaster during the year. For instance, not to pick on the cemetery commission, but their budget includes putting in a road at the South Woodbury Cemetery. Given the budget situation you have right now, it might be nice to be able to say, you know, let's do that next year instead of this year.
Yeah.
You don't have that latitude now.
Yeah. That makes good sense.
Mm-hmm. It was actually from the change was made from all the flooding when we spoke with the representative at the LCT. They said, we were really combining it because we were seeing that people were super low on their highway but had a whole lot of general fund and they couldn't use the funds that they had for when they needed. That's
awesome. Lily, can you explain this last on the main page, the 425 and budgeted, where you get your cursor right there, the 8% and the 4%?
The percent change from 2024 to 2026.
Our budget has only got 8%.
I just added those. If there hadn't been the reduction in the tax rate last year. If you go back to look at 2024, it's what you have now represents a 4% annual increase.
Got it.
24 to 25, and then 25 to 26, a total of 8%, which is pretty darn reasonable.
Yeah, last year was a little bit of an anomaly, is what you were saying, or shouldn't have looked the way it did.
Exactly.
Got it. But if you balance it out over the course of 3 years, it's a pretty normal increase.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually helpful. Yeah, thank you.
Explain that to people.
Great. We got
a breath last year. Okay. Did I mention I'm not going to be here tonight?
Yeah.
I
honestly
think I'm not going. Go ahead, John.
Well, just getting back to whether combined or separate, for this year, it really comes down to what you think is better in terms of packaging.
So. You think it might just be easier to explain if it was two separate?
You know, I think you can make pretty even points for having it separate versus having it combined.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think people don't mind spending money on the roads. So whenever you can explain to them that X, whatever large percentage of your money, I mean, not even counting the school, but the X percentage of the municipal budget is for roads.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff, you know, the personality office stuff, the RV technology, people don't really understand why all that costs so much, but it does.
They
can understand the roads.
It's costing a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think we would still be able to present it as more budget, but still explain, like, have it broken down so that they could see it as two separate?
Yeah. We got somebody here who could probably do a pie chart, you know?
Can I still hear Graham Les? That's all. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So that's everything you kind of need.
Yeah. And what I'll do next is I'll try and it might take a couple of days for me to kind of really look at what we could push into FY25 and what we could potentially push into FY26 for the reappraisal fund.
Mm-hmm.
But once we have that down, I think we should be pretty set and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
So what are we ending up with here for a draft at this point with a $70,000 reduction?
So that's general.
General.
That's how
416.
195.
195. Highway.
604.
604.
212.
212.
Those together. 920.7.
Okay.
That's a 22% increase. But as John said, that's what these two numbers are. So now set out from FY24 to 26.
Oh, okay.
So 8% increase. Yeah. 4% per year.
Okay.
All right, so. I'm curious why the fiscal year starts in July. Why don't we just get our property taxes earlier so that we don't have that time over operating without
it's mostly because of the listers.
Yeah.
The listers are supposed to be their appraisals are supposed to be as of April 1st, but April 1st is not the time to be running the road wood fairy. Plus, we have so many seasonal people, so they can never get it done in time.
Oh, I see.
So blame it on the listers.
No, it's okay. I'm just gonna try to get down to camera.
Yeah.
When you're not
out.
Other towns, some towns do tax collection twice a year.
Yeah.
I do, and I am interested in putting against people a lot, but there's no sense to pay your taxes. So the penalty would be 6%, the interest 1%, and, but again, this is, I'm going to put the voters, it's going to be an article in the morning. But the other flip side is that now going to it, not seeing sort of different. The delinquency tax collector in Greensboro is making $50,000 a year. And the only portion that goes to the town is 1%, and he gets the 80. So it's 1% for interest, and the penalty is 8%. He gets 8% for that.
I guess the money's coming in.
And you're not paying them.
It used to be that way until about 15 years ago, or something, right?
Yes, right. The town where 8% went commercial.
Yeah. There was a right. There was a revolution of sorts.
I barely make $4,000. If that, if you look and see what I make for delinquencies, it's a slap in the face. And I'm doing it so we have the money, so we don't have to lower our interest.
Yeah.
But it's not working out for me.
Yeah, sure.
But I have to have the attorneys come, and that's my ass on.
Where did the attorney's fee show up in this budget for last year?
It shows up as an asset that I'm collecting from. It's not. So we paid out of this. So if you look on a budget, a balance sheet.
Mm-hmm. So balance.
Balance sheet. I still got to collect. You probably get that balance sheet.
Okay.
And the tax, the delinquency paid for that. We covered the expense. We still have to collect. That won't be in there.
It won't be in there?
I mean, the rest of them, the attorney that you hired did a lot of advertising.
They have to pay for it now. There's two state laws that are taking it. Brandy, is that 8% from...
The state says that the delinquent tax collector can charge up to 8%.
But is it 8% for anything past the due date or
People were so mad about that.
Yeah.
It really hurt him, because Marcia was very strict about that. If it was one day late, he'd charge the 8%. She didn't make it long.
Well, I don't know.
That's when Marcia said, I can't do this for 1%. She wasn't, but she still, I don't remember if she was still treasurer at the time or what. So it went up a little bit, but basically what happened was one year there was a big increase.
Mm-hmm.
And people got a big bill and they only had 30 days to pay it. So that's when they also voted to have 60 days. To pay the bill.
Okay.
But I think it was also in the same discussion that they talked about going from 8%. Well, also people hated, Marcia told people that the 8% was required by the state, and that was just not true. So people found that out. They were really bad.
But that was 10%. It was 8%.
No.
No.
They, back then, the delinquent tax collector had a whole lot of freedom to do what she wanted, according to the town, according to the town state law.
But again, the and it is town vote. It's town vote.
Yeah.
Again, they're elected, so yeah.
They
all have issued about 904 of tax sale expenses. But it's the town of president, and I'm collecting it from all around the neighborhood. I still have some client and people still need to sell it and all of that. Did I give you last week?
Yep.
So what did we end up after taking this? Sorry, but I'm trying to do the minutes here at the same time. After taking off that $70,000.
The 40 and 15 and 15. That was the only thing that we decided.
It's right.
Right here.
40, 15, and 15.
Right.
$70,000. So based on the 101,020,407, what did we come up with for a rate?
22% increase.
No, I want to know if it's tenths.
The rate.
Because it's 0.773.
So it's not. It doesn't save that much anyways. I was looking at 79%. I mean, 79 cents, even without those changes. So,
okay.
Well, every little bit helps, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why we're
here.
So the next steps would be?
The next steps would be me figuring out what we can, since we want to apply a portion of the reappraisal fund to last year and a portion to this year, this upcoming year. I'd figure out what that would realistically look like, bring that to you guys, and then we would have to decide the surplus that we're going to be carrying over into FY26, and then what portion we're going to be bringing over or using in FY26.
Makes sense? Do you have a short term?
And we need to be able to set the tax rate next Monday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so do we need to have another meeting? Is that to official?
To have a what?
Another meeting?
I would say that it either needs to be another meeting or done on August 11th.
Okay.
Because we have a select board meeting that night.
Okay.
I think realistically having another short meeting would probably be best.
Mm-hmm.
But
We basically made the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll send an email with an update and then it can be added to the agenda on Monday and we can get that set and figured.
Right.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the next steps.
Yep. I'll try and help those to you before you leave that email. Like before Christy, so you're all free in the know.
But that's not going to make any difference to the total that we just came up with, right?
Well, it might.
If I can't find a full 40, then it will be, $38,000
or $36,000. Okay. Either way, it's not going to make a penny's worth of difference.
All
right.
If there's nothing else, we can move on to literary session.
Well, that's right.
So, if I could just one thing that, with the monthly budget summaries, if that helps manage, it should help manage more tightly the budget. You're able to do some cuts through the year. That all goes toward surplus and replenishing your municipal and highway funds. So that would be good.
as we go through the year, you're saying we could, if we're not utilizing certain funds, we can change that? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, you'll end up with a surplus at the end of the year, and I'm also suggesting that by being able to watch line by line, you can pull levers partway through the year saying, we don't want to spend any more money on this or whatever to make sure that you don't have a deficit next year the way we did this year.
That makes sense.
That's all. So if you are talking about, if I heard right, then the public part of the meeting's over, I'll ring off. And if there's anything else, feel free to give me a buzz.
Okay. Thanks, John. You said you recorded this?
I have, yeah. It came through fine.
Okay, great.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks, John. Bye.